The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
Very experienced at last year with Cork. They were complacent. Their game plan was set up to prepare for another team, as if they were playing Dublin. That's coming from the coaches. So don't talk about they weren't complacent. They were.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Quick Start Car Insurance you can sort anytime, online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at getsetgo.ie.
8:50, and we are delighted to be joined by Irish international basketballer Dana Finn as Pinergy was announced as the new official sponsor of the All-Ireland Schools Cup competition, following the extension of its official energy and official insights partnership with Basketball Ireland in a three-year deal. To mark the exciting news, Pinergy also launched a special competition that will give schools across the country the chance to win key basketball equipment as they help to power the difference to ensure that schools are well equipped ahead of the opening games of the All-Ireland Schools Cup this September. For more details, just follow Pinergy on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Dana, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you getting on? Congratulations in order. The first senior cap at a big tournament is about to come your way.
Yeah, thanks a million. Thanks a million. Yeah, delighted with the news. And I suppose we've been training hard the last couple of weeks since we've been given the go-ahead to go back and train. So, yeah, delighted and can't wait to compete at Europeans.
Has it been a difficult process over the last little while, seeing outdoor sports and training yourself in an outdoor sport while basketball, obviously being part of the indoor regulations, has just been held back that little bit?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult. And I suppose for myself, I got to play football with Mayo there before Christmas. So that was great. And then I missed the basketball. I must say I did miss the basketball. The league got cut. So that was disappointing. And Europeans last year were taken away from us. So yeah, it definitely was tough. And individual training was even tougher at home. But I suppose I was happy to have Hayes and my sister here training away. And yeah, a bit of football before coming back to the basketball. So yeah, no, it's been great to be back now. And I suppose nothing compares to being back in a team environment and competing at the highest level. So
so you were tipping away at the basketball at home?
Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah, now myself and Hazel, yeah. And we have a little gym here and that. So it was handy. We had everything we needed, I suppose, to a certain extent. So yeah.
And what is it? Like just one-on-one games constantly, day after day after day?
I know. Well, sure, we'd play the odd one-on-one game, yeah. And it's good to have a rebounder as well and someone who challenges you. So, it was really handy.
Is she a similar type player to you?
She would be, yeah. She would be very competitive, which makes us clash a bit. But, she's a guard as well. So, yeah, she is very good.
So, when is the first time you meet up with the team, given this is going to be your first senior cap? I presume you've been in and around the camp for a while.
Yeah. So I think we're nine or 10 weeks back training. So it was great. We, about 9 weeks ago, we had a kind of training and a team meeting on a Sunday and went from there. And only last week, on Wednesday, we got cut. So like the team is very competitive. Like the girls who just didn't make it, it was very tough. Like we were hitting off each other at training and everything. So it was a very tight call, which is great. Like it's good to be back on the court. And I suppose some of the girls I would have played against but not played with, there's four of us that would have been on the under 20s all the way up together. So we kind of click great together. But the last 8 or 9 weeks have been great to play around players that I wouldn't have experience playing with. And we're coming together now and gelling good together. So it's great.
How many players got cut?
Four players, yeah.
And was there a sense of nervousness at the time? Was there any sort of concern that your place wasn't guaranteed?
I suppose there always is. There always is that uncertainty. But I think if you're confident in yourself and that you put in the work and, you know, you're going well at trainings and that, there's always that little edge that you feel you're going to get over. So, yeah, no, there is always a sense of doubt. I mean, it's the Irish international team. So, and it's my first year playing senior. So, yeah, no, definitely there was a bit of doubt and nervousness. But, thankfully over the line.
And how did you find out that you'd made that cut then, Dana? Like, was it a case where everyone found out at the same time? Were you given a heads up? Were were the players who didn't make the cut given a little bit of notice ahead of the rest of you?
Yeah, so to be honest, our head coach, James Weldon, called us. So he called us all individually and then just chatted to us. And I suppose then the evening, that evening at about 8 or 9 o'clock, it went up on Basketball Ireland. So to be honest, I actually only knew that I had met it and didn't know who else had met it or who got cut, because those things are very confidential until it gets out into the public. So yeah, no, we got a call and I suppose that's when team meetings and all roles will start at the weekend. So yeah, we're only 2 weeks out, so it's crunch time at the moment.
And when the phone number comes up, or when James's number comes up on your phone, you see his ringing, are you thinking, right, this is the call that I'm making the squad, or this is the call that I'm not making the squad?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, yeah, when James called me, it was Wednesday, it was a sunny day, so yeah, he asked, was I sunning myself? And I said, oh, well, yeah, I am. And the bad news is you'll be sunning yourself in Cyprus. And I nearly... and geez, I got kind of a bit of a mutter. That's always good to keep me on my toes. But I was delighted now with the call, yeah.
Like, were you in Erasmus in Valencia as well over the last couple of years?
It was, yeah.
So like sunshine, that's just like your second home at the moment, the Mediterranean.
Yeah. How much of it we'll get to see now, I suppose games will be the main focus, and with COVID and everything, we'll be in our bubble a lot. But no, it'll be great. I think it's 39 degrees in Cyprus at the moment, so there'll be no chance we'll be out in that if we're you know.
Could I just ask about that period you spent in Spain, Dana? Because it's obviously a basketball mad country. In terms of the culture that you experienced there, I presume you were playing a bit. What did you learn?
Yeah, so I played actually previously before I went out. I kind of looked for a club and to play with, because I couldn't go a year now without playing. And so yeah, I played with Valencia Basket Club, and they actually have a professional team. And they have a load of underage, and the setup is amazing out there. In terms of culture, yeah, like it's different. Like the game is pretty much the same, and I suppose for language wise, it was easy enough because I know all the terms in English. So it was hard at the start, but it got easier. And then it was really good, and I must say an experience that I'm so happy I had. They have on my team kind of a senior team, but a lot of it was kind of young. I think I was the oldest on it, whereas here, I know like the club teams, there's a lot of older players, and there's 27 to 30, so that was different. And they're very guard orientated, my team more. So I know here, like even club teams and the Irish team, like it's always good to have that big post inside as a guard to work with. So yeah, no, I definitely learned little bits, and being coached by different coaches is great too. So yeah.
Did you get time with the professional team there?
So I actually came home for a 2020 event, and that weekend actually that I was home, the coach texted me, would I train with them that weekend? And it just actually happened that I was at home. But I didn't play with the professional team. Now, if you're to go play professional, you can't play back amateur kind of league at home. So I didn't. But that would be one of my goals for the future, yeah, would be to play. And I suppose being at Valencia, maybe I'll go back and play there. We'll see. But yeah.
How does it go down with Mayo GEA then, when you say you're missing the start of the championship?
Yeah, I suppose, like anyone, not well, but it's hard to take. And I suppose for myself too, it's hard. Like there a few weeks ago, when previously the league campaign, I was back training with both the Irish team and the football. And I suppose it comes to a stage where it all catches up on me, and I go from, I suppose, doing nothing individually, like compared to team environment, to doing both sports at such high level. So I picked up an injury there, and I was out for, I suppose, 4 weeks. So I kind of had to, I suppose, make a decision just at the moment to kind of focus on the basketball and Europeans until I come back. I'm missing 2 championship games with Mayo. So that was disappointing, I suppose, with the injury and coming to terms with missing those games and, you know, having to, I suppose, take a little step back was hard. I think if the girls have a huge chance, we are playing Cav and Monaghan and Armagh. So if we get through the group stages, I'll be back kind of quarterfinal and be in then with the team. So still training away with them and everything. So yeah, it's just difficult. But I suppose if I come home with a gold medal from Cyprus and we win the All Ireland, I'll be a happy woman. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I presume that all those different experiences that exist in that Mayo camp contribute positively, because it's not just you who's playing other sports. There's obviously AFLW players in that camp as well, and people who've gone around the world, experienced professional setups, experienced international setups like yourself. I presume that all feeds back into a really unique culture for Mayo GAA.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose with new management in at the moment, it's great. Like, everyone's kind of, I suppose, like the Irish team, just back together kind of after COVID and getting to know one another and, yeah, building that culture. So, and from the AFL girls down to a few international players. And, you know, it's great to have that experience and that different people's different perspectives on things. So, yeah.
So was the injury just pure burnout, just training with two teams too often?
I suppose it was kind of overload is what my physio said. So I kind of had a strained hip flexor and it did take the 3 or 4 weeks just pure rest and I suppose a little bit of rehab and that. But I just needed the rest. I'd really burned myself out in those first 3 weeks trying to do both. And like, it's different to any time. Like previously, it was easy to balance, but I had more of a leeway and like competitions didn't come really close together. So like that Europeans is coming, Championship and League were together, like it's very close. It just kind of didn't work in my favor, but at least if I get back from Cyprus and that, I can get back in and yeah, hopefully I said we have the quarterfinal and on to look forward to. So.
Does it make you think, even just during those 4 weeks or so, that, God, I might need to make a decision here?
Yeah. No, definitely doesn't. I suppose I've done it previously last year and the year before, and it has worked out. Maybe, like, so I might have to, but, as I say to people, like, if both coaches are understanding and I can make the time, and I guess it's not as... I'm training away from, if I'm away from Mayo, I'm training. If I'm away from the Irish team, I'm training. So I'm always on my feet, you know, keeping fit. So I don't, as of now, I don't think so. I kind of just had to take a little kind of step back kind of from competitive, I suppose, in case I get injured or I flare up again before Europeans. So that would be the main thing, is just mind myself before competing at Europeans.
So it is Andorra and it's Malta first up at the Europeans. When do you fly out to Cyprus to get to enjoy that sunshine?
We fly out the 18th, yeah. So we're only, with COVID restrictions, we're only allowed to fly out 2 days before the championships. Right. So,
Well, very best of luck with it, Dana. Great catching up with you, and hopefully there's success in the horizon as well, just like your underage teams a few years ago.
Thanks a million. Thanks for having me.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Quickstar car insurance you can sort anytime online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at GetZetGo.ie.